Our athlete of the week is being brought to you by Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And this week's athlete of the week is a Blissfield softball player, Bella Treloar. Bella, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, congratulations on being named athlete of the week by LISD, and pretty good week last week. I know one game, what was it, Morenci? You went, 5-for-8 with a few triples. That's pretty good. We were talking about some people hitting for the cycle and how the triple is the hardest, but you got a couple in those games last week.
Yeah, I felt good.
And then you get a win. Who was the win against pitching-wise where you got your 12 strikeouts and then you're over 100 on the season?
I think it was against Columbia
Central. Yes, it was. Now you remember that. So, yeah, pretty good week. I know this year you guys are having a decent a split against Hudson the other night.
And, yep.
You got 9 strikeouts and in the win on that one. So how has your season been going personally for you so far?
Personally for me, I think it's been going good. I've been getting the strikeouts and my hitting's been coming along. And our team is working together and making it the best we can. Some games we have, like, some flaws, but it's fine because we just pick each other back up.
You know, I know the last few years, you know, Weirich's been down there as the main pitcher, and you've had to, you know, kind of came in and filled in when she was hurt, and, you know, last year. But this year, you know, you're kind of the ace, the go-to this year. So do you feel a little different this year, a little more pressure compared to last year?
I mean, I play softball year round, so I'm, like, always ready for it. I'm ready to pitch whenever needed, and I'm just feeling good this year, going for my 500 strikeouts, just feeling good.
500 strikeouts, that's your goal, huh?
Yep, I'm at 420 for the career right now.
Nice.
Yeah, but who's keeping track? okay, so accomplished pitcher and hitter, which one do you like a little bit more?
Probably pitching, because I put so much time into it, and I'm just like, I just love pitching. It's my, like, safe spot.
So who do you play travel with then? Do you play year round?
I play for the Michigan Generals.
And where is that based out of?
Michigan.
We practiced in Farmington Hills
this
winter, but it's kind of out of Dundee and Farmington Hills.
Okay.
Michigan, Jeff.
I know it's Michigan. So what's your position you play when you're not pitching?
Center field.
Okay.
And then I can kind of play wherever is needed other than catcher.
Don't like being back behind the plate.
Well, it hurts your knees. Well, Jeff was baseball catcher, right?
Yeah,
back in the day.
That's why my knees are bad.
That's why your knees are bad. So good idea, Bella, to stay away from that.
Yeah.
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 My catcher's amazing. I'll let her keep doing her thing.
Well, who's your catcher then? Mention her.
Alexis O'Brien and Natalia Wilson. They both work really hard behind the plate.
Okay.
Especially with, I'm sure you have like 4 or 5 different kind of pitches you can throw. Like a rise ball, a sinker, curve ball, those kind of things. So I just think that's a lot tougher than what Jeff had to do catching a baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of different movement.
They're very good at keeping it in front and throwing people out when they need to.
Well, who are some of the other main players for your team that have been contributing this year?
Some main people have been, like, Alyssa Barnhart throwing people out from left field, Maddie Peterson at second and hitting, Macy hitting and making the plays at shortstop, and mainly everyone. Even Jesse Wilson has been getting the scoops at first. Like, everyone contributes to this team so much.
Could you maybe talk about the culture of the softball team, and I think it kind of ties into the baseball team too at Blissfield, is, you know, a culture of, you know, playing good ball, you know, and being competitive and competing for championships.
Yeah. So a lot of our team have been playing together for a while through, like, even when we were like 10 or whatever, we were playing Little League together, being undefeated all the time. And a lot of us play travel and we work hard through that. And we just got a new coach and it's been a little different. We're all getting used to it, but we have a fun time. We work together. We make jokes. We keep it fun in the dugout, but we focus out on the field.
Yeah, that's the key, being able to, have fun, but being able to make sure that you can turn it on when it's time to actually play the game and turn things off to say, all right, now it's time to get mentally prepared to be ready to play a game and kind of put the fun behind us for a little bit.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout for our sponsor commercial, and we'll be right back after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
At the Lenawee Intermediate School District, we see the potential in every learner. Guided by service and collaboration, we work to create opportunities for success in our community. Whether in a classroom, on a school bus, or in an office, our mission is the same: supporting learners through personalized service, innovative programs, and engaged leadership. Join our team and make an impact. Visit www.lisd.us/careers to view our current open positions and apply today.
As high school graduates,
and welcome back to Inside the Cave Studios. Jeff Bowman along with Ian Wendt. And
yes.
Bella is a junior, so you got this year and next. And, your goal of 500 strikeouts, and you're already over 400, and you get the rest of this year, next year, I can see where you're sitting with that idea.
Yep. Gonna get there.
Yeah. In case you're just tuning in, Bella plays softball at Blissfield. Jeff just said, oh, Bella's on the phone. Cool.
Bella Treelor, she's a softball player. No, I said when I introduced the athlete of the week.
Yeah, like 10 minutes
Bella
ago.
Bella Treelor.
That's a long time ago.
She's a softball player for Blissfield.
Okay, so Bella, being a junior, we've interviewed quite a few, freshmen, sophomore, junior, seniors, and some of them know, some of them don't know, so I'm just going to ask you this. And you can, take it whatever direction you want. Are you thinking of softball at the next level, perhaps, past high school?
I definitely am. I will want to go play somewhere. This summer we're going to a lot of showcase tournaments, and I hope to get recognized. I got to get emailing my coaches more, and hopefully I get to go play somewhere. That would be amazing. Definitely what I've been working towards.
Okay, well, that's good. There's some kids we bring in that have no idea, and that's totally fine. And we had a freshman recently, a sophomore, say, yeah, I want to play college baseball. Okay, so it sounds like you want to play some college softball and sort of see where that goes.
Yes, I would love to.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Well, again, Bella, we appreciate your time with us this morning here on the Green Jack Guest Line as our LISD athlete of the week, and again we hope continued success for you.
All right, Bella. Jeff missed this question. Bella, when's the next time you're gonna pitch, and when's your next game so people can go out and see you?
Tonight at home against Clinton. Everyone be there.
Against Jeff's alma mater.
It's my old stomping ground.
So you're gonna pitch tonight?
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah, should be good ones.
Go take it to him, Bella. I believe in you.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
All right. Once again, congratulations to Bella Treelor for being the LISD Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work, the LISD empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. Once again, Bella Treelor from Blissfield, good luck to you and continued success.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, we're going to take time out.
Beat Clinton.
We're going to come back and talk a little...
rub Jeff's nose in it.
...other sports going on here.